This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And you are more than welcome to stop on by. Happy Labor Day to everyone out there listening. Hope you're enjoying a nice day off. I'm thrilled to be here live. We've got a lot of great guests today. We've got a lot of great people in the audience who are keeping us going. And I saw a Cosmo out there. Someone's drinking a Cosmo. So the party has officially started here at Gannon's in Hyannis. Come on by. The food is great. I just had a cheeseburger. It was amazing. Joining me now, very excited about this. Been waiting on this a long time. Justin Manning from JJ Manning Auctioneers. Justin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace. I appreciate a short commute to the show today. Needham's a little tough to get to on a Labor Day Monday. Thank you, guys, to everyone in Gannon's.
Yes, and Justin, before we get into what's happening right now at the real estate market, because you were just telling me a lot of stuff during the break that I think my listeners would be very interested in, first tell them a little bit about, you know, some people might say auctioneers. What does that even mean, you know, having my house go to auction? But explain that a little bit to people.
So in 1976 on the Cape, my dad started our auction company. We used to sell a lot of restaurant equipment at auction. And then we finally sold a restaurant, and he said, hey, we're working too hard, and shifted the business into the real estate realm. And most people think foreclosure when they think of auctions. And our company, we kind of debunk that myth. We are experts in marketing. We are great advertisers. We have a great following and a great reputation. So we bring buyers to people's real estate. We bring all the buyers together and create a competitive environment and get property sold at auction voluntarily versus through some distress manner.
Yeah, and what I really love about your company is that it's kind of all of the perks of having a real estate agent, but with none of the stress of the contingencies and kind of this back and forth. You guys really streamline the process for people.
Well, I always tell people, I'm a broker and a realtor and an auctioneer, but we only sell at auction. So you are getting that professional attention to your property, but the one thing we've removed is all the haggling and all the negotiations. There's a set of terms that everyone bids under, and it's a very organic, straightforward approach. And I would say as the internet has come along and you had see the Kennedy's artwork sold at auction and people start to see auction be more relevant in eBay, they've said, oh, this actually works. An auction actually is how you set the price for anything in the market, and that's really what we do.
Now, before we go to the callers, and if you have a question for Justin, the number is 844-500-4242. I want you to tell the audience what you were telling me during the break, which is basically there's a game changer. There's an element here that is holding off the market from a stronger adjustment downward. And I don't think a lot of people, and maybe I'm wrong, but I had never heard about this. Fill people in on what this is.
So there's a continuing aid, if you will, that's holding off foreclosures from happening. Because what I've stated is that as interest rates rise, as inflation rises, that can affect the real estate market. But the one piece historically that always truly affects the real estate market is foreclosures. When those begin to happen, that's what's really makes the market shift downward. So right now there's a thing under the federal government called the Homeowners Assistance Fund. And in Massachusetts right now, there's almost up to 6,000 homes that have taken advantage of that. And basically what it means is, even though they haven't been paying, they still can't get foreclosed on through the end of September 2022. And then when the banks say, okay, you haven't paid us for a year or two, we're going to foreclose, it still will take them another 180 days to go through that process. So we are some number of months away from all of a sudden that floods the market. in a way that's going to pull the market down. So that's the one big variable that's going to be the game changer. When the government actually allows foreclosures to truly happen organically as they need to readjust the market.
And there's already been, you know, small game changers along the way here, including the interest rates.
Right. Interest rate, inflation, and also those lenders that are not under the same mandates as a traditional bank, private money lenders, short-term money lenders, those are the ones that have already begun to foreclose, but on a very small scale because they represent a small piece of the marketplace. But it is trending that way. It's cyclical, and it is heading that way.
All right. Now, Justin, I don't want to hog you because I know there's other people who have questions. Let's go to the phone lines. If you have a question for Justin Manning from J.J. Manning Auctioneers, you can call up our show at 844-500-4242. Let's go to our first caller, Mike. You're on the line with Justin Manning. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Grace. Love the show. Hi, Justin. Happy Labor Day. I got a question from a buyer's perspective and a seller's perspective at an auction. Say I'm buying at an auction. Am I allowed to perform a home inspection or have someone inspect the home before or after I make a winning bid?
All right, great question. So normally we will tell people, hey, there's going to be an open house or two open houses. Bring your inspector, bring your handy uncle, bring your person at that moment, because you're probably not going to get a private home inspection of the property. So the answer is sometimes there'll be a home inspection in the bidder's package, but sometimes there isn't. So if there isn't, bring that person with you to the time that the inspection is allowed. Now that's if you're going to one of my auctions, but if you're going to a foreclosure, you ain't getting in. Doors locked, could be someone living inside, curtains shut, and, you know, that's going to be the risk. Hopefully the reward beats out the risk in that situation.
What's your second question, Mike?
From the seller's perspective, say you perform the auction and it's really, could the person, you know, back out if they really didn't get the price they wanted, or is it a done deal once you perform the auction?
Yeah, so there's two types of auctions. There's absolute auctions, and then there are those that have a reserve or minimum. Okay, so in an absolute auction, that means it's selling to the highest bidder, and that's it. You got to take the highest bid that comes in. But what I'll tell you, when you do an absolute auction, the people go crazy. It's like throwing fish food into a fish tank. It's a frenzy. So the numbers actually pretty strong in an absolute auction. In a reserve scenario or a minimum, if we don't hit that number that you need to get because of debt or other reasons, then you don't sell.
Now, thanks for the call, Mike. I really appreciate it. I'm glad we brought up this idea of when people don't get the price they want, because last time you were on my show, you said something, and I was talking to the mailroom manager about it, and she said, that's a really good point that you made, which was, people get caught up, especially right after we hit such a high in the housing market. Sellers get caught up in, well, 2 months ago I could have sold my house for $1 million. And they don't want to face the fact that the market has changed and they have to adjust. People get kind of prideful, like, oh, my neighbor's house sold for 1.2, or my neighbor's house sold for 600,000. Why can't my house? My house is nicer. I have a pool. People get kind of caught up in this. What would your advice to those people be?
So as we all know, as the owner of a property, we think it's worth more than anybody because we did the work and we've got all, you know, we had memories there. And so our job with the seller is to get them to understand they're not setting the price. The market is setting the price. So when we are setting it up for auction, the bar is set fairly low to open up participation. So the market will then set what the price is. So if somebody needs to start at some number that's extremely high, we're probably going to tell them, go list it, and maybe in 6 months or a year, if you haven't gotten your number, you're going to come back to us and let the market speak. But we're not going to, that'd be a task we wouldn't take on if their expectation is above what we think would be a reasonable level for any buyer.
Now, some people must be excited because, you know, I have friends, Justin, you know, early 30s who have been waiting for something to get on the market, and there's just been no inventory. There's been nothing they could grab onto. Are you hearing from a lot of people who are excited about the potential of all these homes getting on the market?
Yes.
Maybe finally having a shot?
I was kayaking with my wife yesterday, and we were avoiding sharks on the Cape. And as we were coming off, a regular buyer of properties actually pulled up in his Jeep and said, hey, Justin, when's it actually going to open up? When are there going to be properties I can buy? And I said, probably 6 to 9 months because of what we just spoke about before. It is happening. It is changing. For those of you that haven't bought yet, just Save up. Be ready for that moment. You're going to strike at a right number. Maybe the rate won't be fantastic for you, but you can always refinance years down the line, but at least you locked in and got that property.
Justin, thank you so much for coming on the program. Will you tell people where they can find you?
I have to tell you about some people that have signed on with us from the show.
Oh, yeah, quickly. Please do. Right. Go ahead.
So I just want to tell everyone, from Grace and Howie's listeners, right now we have 4 live auctions that are going on right now. In Southborough, Mass., a great home for a family. In Orange, Massachusetts, a 6-family brick, beautiful condition. In Merrimack, New Hampshire, a nice 1-level home. And in Rosendale, Massachusetts, on the JP line, a nice development site. Those are all online. And then we got 3 that we think are coming online in Yarmouth and Lawrence and Goffstown, New Hampshire. So, again, we appreciate that from the Howie and Grace listeners.
Now, Justin, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people are probably listening saying, New Hampshire? I thought he was Cape Cod. But you guys aren't just Cape. You're not just Mass. You're New Hampshire and you're Maine.
I love Cape, but we are New England, New York, and Florida, because every once in a while I have to go see Howie down in Palm Beach and just to see him.
If they twist your arm. Right.
Right.
Well, Justin, tell everyone the website if they want to check you out.
Thanks. Call my man, Charlie Gill, at 800-521-0111, or go to the website at www.jjmanning.com.
And this is a perfect time for me to tell people a little bit about JJ Manning Auctioneers. If you didn't learn it from this past segment, we all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. As Justin just mentioned, there's more that's happening in the next 6 to 9 months that we should all keep an eye out for. For sale signs are sitting in the ground a lot longer. Buyers are backing out of deals. Large crowds of buyers have disappeared. But if you plan to get rid of your most valuable asset, you want to divest your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in. Holding off on selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. So don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a JJ Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly right now, in every type of economy, JJ Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We will be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Jared, my producer, can you give us a quick summary of what we missed? Because some people here are choosing to spend their Labor Day enjoying this program, eating some delicious food at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis.
Wow, after Joe Biden got them this holiday.
Yeah, Joe Biden got you this holiday. Say thank you, Brandon. And also, you don't even watch his speech because you're all here having too much fun at Gannon's Tavern. But Jared, what did we miss?
Well, Taylor is working on cutting up the clips now. We did get another prescription jugs.
Oh,
so that's
boy.
There. You just heard, God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. He did say, however, that, you know, not all Republicans are evil MAGA Republicans. Just, you know, they're not all a threat to democracy. So he walked that back a little bit.
Not according to his friends in the mainstream media. I'm looking at several cuts here. Should we do a little bit of journalism in the news, Jared, for the audience? It's a fan favorite, after all.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like
being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change their reporting, and they had to apologize, and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
All right, so I have a lot of cuts here that would seem counterintuitive to Joe Biden's backtracking. Where should I start? Maybe we'll start with Keisha Lance Bottoms, the White House senior advisor. She was on ABC, and this is what she had to say about MAGA Republicans and their agenda. Yeah, I'm talking to all of you. I just have a feeling there's a lot of MAGA Republicans in this room right now. This is Keisha Lance Bottoms, cut 18.
Has the president essentially given up on those MAGA Republicans, some 70 million people?
Well, what the president has done is said that he will continue to work with mainstream Republicans, that he will work with Democrats, that he will work with independents to get things done in our country. But this MAGA Republican agenda, this hate-fueled agenda, this MAGA Republican agenda that we saw incite violence on our nation's capital has no place in a democracy. And if we are not intentional about calling it out, which is what the president did, then our country, everything that our country is built upon, is in danger.
You know what's amazing is that first part of that clip where the host at ABC, was it Martha Raddatz, Jared?
That is Martha Raddatz, yes.
My ears are still great when it comes to spotting who these people are. Martha Raddatz's point about giving up on half the country is exactly how I would put it, and I was thinking about this a lot on Thursday before the speech and on Friday, because I was writing a piece for Spectator, which, shameless plug here, you can check out at spectatorworld.com. I also have another piece at the Boston Herald right now if you want to read that. But I was trying to figure out why Trump didn't tend to disparage giant swaths of the population. Like, he would disparage certain politicians, he would hate on people, celebrities, anyone who crossed him. But I think it's because deep down, and it probably has a lot to do with Trump's ego, he never saw any voters as unwinnable. He always thought he could win someone over if they really saw his accomplishments and gave him a chance. He thought, I can win them over. And Biden knows he can't. Biden has nothing left to go off of. And so he's totally giving up on half of this country, which is really sad when you think about it. Coming from the guy who was supposed to unify us all and, you know, sing Kumbaya. I got to give a shout out here, though, to 617. Normally, I would reserve this for Hate Mail Monday, but it's too good. 617 says, Grace, your take on Hillary Clinton about it being all about herself is absolutely 1,000% right on. But, get ready for this. But, who are you to judge her? We have to suffer through the 12 days of Grace's birthday every year. A 30-year-old woman with a party hat and a cake and all the other stuff that goes along with 5-year-old birthdays. I can list 1,000 other narcissistic things that I hear on your show every day, but that text would be too long.
And saying, look at me. Listen to me.
You know what, Jared? I can't deny any of that. That is 100% accurate.
That's the truth.
Some people think that any hate they get, you know, if you have a glass jaw like Joe Biden, you might think, oh, this is totally uncalled for, but not up in here. Here at the Grace Curley Show, we take constructive criticism. When I was younger, Jared, my mom used to laugh so hard. She would give me a piece of advice, and I would just break down into tears. And she would say, you know, you don't take constructive criticism all that well, just by the way. And I would say, yes, I do. I take constructive criticism really well. Well, I think I've gotten better. So thank you, 617. That's a good point. But it doesn't obscure the fact, doesn't negate the fact, that I think Hillary Clinton is up to something. I think she is. I don't think she's ready to give this up. And think about it. We could talk about this going into the next segment. Joe Biden ran for president how many times before he won? And he won when he was 79 years old, 78, 79. If I'm Hillary Clinton and I'm saying, I don't know why I would stop it 3 times. I would say, if I give it one more go, I could be like Joe Biden. I could win this. I could be the 80-year-old in the White House. Doesn't that sound great? Sounds good to me. 844-500-4242. When we get back, we have more sound from you, or for you. We're here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. We're having a great time. Happy Labor Day. We are live because we're working for you on your day off. And I hope you're having a great time. I'm not jealous at all. I'm happy for all of you. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, and happy Labor Day to everybody who's listening, to everyone out there, and to all the people who came to Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis to get some drinks and some food and to have a great time. We really appreciate you being here, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Howie's coming up next. You know, it's funny because Howie Carr, the longer I've known him, the more he becomes a beautiful person. Because listen to this. He comes here from his Cape Cod mansion. That's he drove from his Cape Cod mansion to Gannon's. And now, if you said, Grace, where is Howie? He's on a live shot. He's like John Kerry. He's out in the parking lot doing a TV live shot with Newsmax from this restaurant. It's really amazing. 844-500-4242. Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, he got dropped. Now you're really like live shot Kerry. You got bumped in the last minute. Oh, you hate to see it, Howie. Bob, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Grace. Good to talk to you. First time caller, long time listener.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm still on the fence for governor, to be honest with you. I'm a little nervous because anytime the Globe and Howie agree on something, that makes me nervous right off the bat. So the fact that both Howie and the Globe are for Jeff Doughty got me a little nervous. But beyond that, I saw an ad from Jeff Deal, so consider the source, but he had people, some of the neighbors of Chris Doughty's factory, complaining about emissions from the factory dumping on their houses, and that concerns me a little bit. I wonder if Chris had a chance to respond to that, and you know, because it makes me nervous. If he won't even take care of his neighbors, what's he going to do when he gets in trying to take care of all the rest of us?
Yeah, I think that when they were both on Howie's show in a debate, Bob, I do think Jeff brought up some of those complaints, and Chris Doughty has been in business a long time, and he has had his fair share of you know, issues that he's run into, as a lot of businessmen and women, I think, do in this country. But it's a good question. You definitely want to do your research before. That's why on Thursday, I said to people, call in with your questions, concerns, your opinions, because there are a lot of people like Bob who are kind of down the middle. What I will say, not so much in defense of Doughty, but I think anyone who's run a business for a long time could tell you that if you get into politics after running a business, you're going to have people come out and offer up their complaints about how you've done things. That is not to say there's no truth to any of those complaints at all. I'm just telling you how I look at it. As far as Deal and Doughty go, I would have loved to see another debate between the two. I think that would have been really helpful for people. But like Jared said, I mean, I've met them both. They're both nice guys. They're both, if you know, this is the Grace Curley Show, and I'm going to tell you how I see it. I think they're both a little weak. I don't think that you're going to get a fighter as much as you need out of either one. But I will say that I understand how people feel about the fact that Deal's already been beaten in this state several times. That's all I'm throwing in there. Now, I understand people like Deal, people like Doughty. I'm just telling you how I see it. 844-500-4242. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. We've been doing a lot of kind of a recap of the weekend, and for good reason. It was a busy weekend. You had Biden's remarks on Thursday. Then you had Biden's, you know how sometimes, Jared, what do they call that when someone gives an address and then they have like a counter address?
A rebuttal.
A rebuttal. Okay, so You had Biden's funny like this. He gives his own address, and then he gives his own rebuttal the next day. That's the beauty of Joe Biden. So he gives the address on Thursday, and then on Friday, he explains why everything he said in the speech he didn't really mean. And then on Saturday, you've got Trump's rebuttal, but Trump's got it tricky because he's got to do a rebuttal to address number one and then a rebuttal to the rebuttal. But he did a beautiful job of it. He basically said Biden gave a speech and then the next day, you know, changed everything that he said. And he was really laying into Democrats. But I do think sometimes all you need to see is the crowd. And when you looked at the crowd at Biden's address, where he was drenched in this demonic red light with his fists in the air, and then you look at the stage and the crowd at a Donald Trump rally, if you were an alien and you came down on Earth and you saw that, you would say, oh, the people at the rally that are all smiling and waving their signs and laughing and cheering, those are the evil MAGA Republicans. The guy who looks like Satan and is standing in front of a bright red light and pounding the table about how the world is coming to an end, he's the good guy? He's the one unifying the country? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. 844-500-4242. But I want to play a couple more of the responses from people in a minute here. But first, let's go to the lines. Ted, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, Grace, I need some advice. I just picked up a used car, a 2003 Corolla, and it's got Obama and Hillary and Elizabeth Warren stickers on the back, and I was going to put a MAGA hat in the rear window. What do you think would happen in Cambridge?
I think that someone would combust, just completely lose their minds about that. You know, Ted, I saw a bumper sticker today. It was actually a Black Lives Matter bumper sticker, and I meant to do this when I saw the sticker because there's always a new story about Black Lives Matter and, you know, someone's in trouble with where the money's going with that organization. Oh, here we go. This is the perfect reason for me to talk about this. Black Lives Matter executive accused of stealing $10 million in a lawsuit. And I saw a bumper sticker today, a Black Lives Matter bumper sticker, and I just thought, you are so much better than all of us for that bumper sticker. You know, when I see a bumper sticker, I always think, you're changing the world. You are changing the world. Someone is sitting behind you in traffic and their lives are changed. But this is just an update for you from this story that keeps unfolding. Black Lives Matter leaders on Friday sued an executive of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation on charges of siphoning $10 million in donations to the organization for use as his own personal piggy bank. Walter Mosley, an attorney representing BLM Grassroots, a separate entity from GNF, filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles Court, Superior Court, against GNF and GNF board member Shalamaya Bowers, as well as his consulting firm. The initial complaint seeking financial relief and a court order halting GNF's use of the Black Lives Matter identity accused Bowers of becoming a turned usurper and charging fees for Black Lives Matter donors, which he then used for his own personal funds. The Global Network Foundation has been taken away from the people who built it, said Melina Abdullah, a founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles chapter. She said Global Network Foundation is now led by a highly paid consultant who paid himself upwards of $2 million in a single year. This, of course, comes after several issues with the organization that they have been dealing with in the past. Margaret, you are next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi. Well, I'm very strong on the abortion issue, very pro-life. And there's a big difference between Deal and Daugherty. Daugherty supports the current abortion laws, whereas Deal has always been very pro-life.
So, Jody. It's Deal and Jody. But yeah, Margaret, if that's your issue, and I tell people this all the time, you know, you got to vote for who you want. You got to vote for, you know, where your heart lies. And if that is the issue that gets you out to the polls and that's what you want to vote on, then more power to you. Tomorrow's the day to do it. And that actually brings us to the poll question, Jared. Today's poll question is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How do you cast your ballot? Early voting, election day, or mail-in voting?
Election day. I'm an election day girl, Jared. What about you?
I am also an election day person. 83%.
Also because I don't think ahead, you know? I just, the day comes and I'm like, I can't believe it's already here.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I don't trust mailing in, and I don't have long lines where I vote, so I don't need to go for early voting. So I do election day, as does 83% of the audience. 10% say they do early voting, and 7% say mail-in voting.
And, you know, that last caller had a good point about the Boston Globe and Howie Carr being on the same page. And I'm going to ask him about that when we get back, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are wondering the same thing. And as I said, there's pros and cons to each. I think what's most important is voting for who you think can beat Mara Healey. That's the number one issue right now. Everything else kind of comes second. And she is, without a doubt, the front runner in this race. And I hope that if Deal wins, and maybe he will, I hope she doesn't turn around and say, well, you didn't want to debate, now I don't want to debate you. Because I think these debates are where you get to see what people are really made of. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Howard Lawrence Carr. We're at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. It's Labor Day. Having a great time. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. And we'll be right back with a lot more. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. And joining me now on this Labor Day is Howard Lawrence Carr. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I hope everybody comes down here to Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. It's great to be here.
I would say we already have a pretty good crowd going.
It's right in the middle of everything here.
And it's a big day, Howie. Tomorrow is a very big day in Massachusetts.
That's right. It's going to be a rainy day, but still get out there and vote. And the polls will be open from, 7 to 8 all day long.
What do you say, Howie? Like, we just had a caller who weighed in and said, when Howie Carr and the Boston Globe are on the same page about a candidate like Chris Doty, I'm very weary.
Well, you know, I think that the deal people don't care if they lose. And, you know, if you have one candidate who's got over $5 million and the other candidate has $17,000 and he's still running around the state refusing to debate, he won't even take free airtime, he's so frightened. I mean, that doesn't give me a good feeling. I mean, landslide Jeff. He turns Democrats into huge landslide winners. He's not going to win. I mean, it's very simple. He's not going to get any money from the Republican Governors Association. They'll pump money into the fight. He's gonna not make much more than that $17,000. All, you know, if as bad as Charlie Parker was, who thinks that Mara Healey isn't going to be a worse governor than Charlie Parker? There's only one way to stop him. Stop Mara Healey. And I don't know if she can be stopped, but you're not going to. Jeff Diehl couldn't beat a guy named Michelob Mike Brady, who had his own bar stool in Brockton. He's outspent Michelob Mike Brady 2-1 in a state Senate election, and he still got he lost in a landslide. He only got 42% of the vote. If he can't beat Michelob Mike Brady, for the state Senate, how is he going to beat someone that's got 5 million bucks?
So you would say you're being a realist?
Yes. Yes. I think that the Doty people want to win or at least have a fighting chance. The deal people, they're just, it's like Kool-Aid drinkers. They just want to go down to defeat. I mean, I don't get it. Why do you want to turn the state over to a nut who says yes, America's burning, but that's how you grow forests? So she was in favor of the rioting and the looting going on in May of 2020. And you want to turn the state over to her?
And it's funny, Howie, because I think a lot of people look at this, including myself. I say this sometimes. It's tough either way. No matter who you're going to get, it's going to be very hard to beat Maura Healey. But what we're seeing now in New York is that these races are not impossible. You look at Hochul, you look at Zeldin. He's 4 points behind, according to a recent poll. I mean, there is always a chance.
The thing is, look at what's happening in Arizona. Carrie Lake is close with Katie Hobbs. You know why? Because Katie Hobbs is afraid to debate Carrie Lake. Look what's happening in Pennsylvania. Fetterman's lead is frittering away. Why? Because he's afraid to debate Dr. Oz. You can't win if you're petrified of debating. What is Jeff Diehl afraid of? I offered them both a town hall and an hour of free time. Taylor can tell you this. He came in and he said, I've got an event to go to. Can I put Leah Allen in there? Oh. He was going to do the thing by himself, and he didn't have the stones to do it. And you know what Taylor said? Said that's not the deal. Said you stay here. You stay here or take her with you. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, he was broke, and we offered him a free time for a debate, and he wouldn't come on. What is he afraid of?
Well, these are the questions that Howie Carr is going to be asking in his show coming up next. What else do you have planned, Howie?
I have with me the Magic 8 Ball. The Magic 8 Ball is going to try to conjure up the spirit of Ted Kennedy. He spent many happy, happy hours in this institution when it was known as Bud's Country Lounge. And I'm getting the emanations that he is going to make an appearance here this afternoon.
Is it still the Magic 8 Ball that's a little bit funky? It's not. It doesn't work that well?
It's working today. It's working today. It's in the Magic. Is he coming? It is in the stars. The Magic 8 Ball predicts he will be here this afternoon.
And Howie, you also have something important. We were focusing on Diehl and Doty, but at 6 o'clock you do something that I get asked about basically for 6 months up until today when you do it. Tell people what's going on.
Every contested candidate in Massachusetts tonight gets a minute if they want to come on to make their pitch. Contested in the primary tomorrow, you got a minute. And if you're down here at Bud's Country Lounge, also known as Gannon's Tavern now. Mike Gannon is walking by. It's Mike's place now. It's Mike Gannon's Tavern. So, give him a hand. If you're in here tonight at 6 o'clock, you will go to the front of the line to get your minute. And we got the mic for you. It's all set up. You got a minute. Yeah. If you're here, I'll probably give you a little more than a minute.
Oh, it's a minute. I always thought it was two. It's a minute.
It's a minute. Yes.
But that is an incentive. If you're here live, you might get a minute 15.
Yes. Yes. I don't know that there's not a candidate here running in this tomorrow named Rice. Or so that if there were, it would call a minute Rice if they called in.
All right. Howie Carr is coming up next. Give yourselves a round of applause. Happy Labor Day. Thank you to Gannon's Tavern. We really appreciate it. Howie Carr Show coming up next.